we're back from recess. And staff informs me that the ESI services agreement currently is in council's hands. They're making one change. They're going to get that back to us, and they have asked if we could postpone to the definite time of 1 p.m. this afternoon.
Does that need to be made into a motion?
It does.
Are we going to make it a definite time of 1 o'clock? Because if something happens and we don't make it, or we're going to be here till...
Well, if we put it back on the agenda to 1 o'clock, Dan, and it comes at 1:05, we'll still bring it up.
That's fine. I'll make the motion that we...
Or postpone for a future definition to begin sometime after 1 o'clock? How's
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's definite time. Yeah. That's fine.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Budget comments and discussion. Mr. Finley, if you're available, could you join us, please, for just a few minutes? What took you so long?
I just thought it was probably about that.
Rick, you want to join us for...
whatever.
Thank you.
I hadn't been listening to you guys, so if there's something I need to be brought up on, let me know.
We're just now going into the issue of budget comments and discussions.
Okay.
First thing, if you have a calendar, what I am going to propose, based upon our different travel agendas and meetings, that we meet on the budget December 11th, December 12th, December 15th. We're also going to be meeting following this session for as much of today as we can possibly get, with the exception of the ASI agreement. My suggestion for December 11th is 1 to 5 o'clock. December 12th, 9 to 5 o'clock. December 15th, 1 to 5 o'clock. If, in fact, we have finished the budget at that time, present it with all changes to Mr. Finley, and we are hopeful that by the 19th, we can make available, according to statute, copies available for the public, and establish a budget hearing for December 29th. All of these hearings, Mr. Schofield will be invited to attend. If we see the need to move the budget into January, we have until the 10th of January, as I understand Missouri law, to have one final budget hearing, which we can do, but we will have those discussions with Mr. Schofield as to whether or not that is necessary. And if, in fact, he agrees and there's no need to do that, then we will try to approve and adopt the budget on the 29th. Otherwise, what I am tentatively setting aside is January 5th, which would be a recommendation, because obviously I can't set that date aside, but as a recommendation to the 2015 County Commission. So again, December 11th, 12th, 15th, 19th, copies available to the public, 29th, budget hearing. That would give us the 10 days that the copies of the budget are to be available to the public. And comments regarding that. I hope to go through a great deal of what has not been discussed as yet on the budget today. I think that we have met with the officers that you told us that you had not met with.
There's just three of them, so I would assume you might have, yes.
Do you know of any others aside from those?
No, I have had some that have contacted me and said they wanted to changed their requests, and I think that they should have contacted you guys too. I think there's been two of those that said, "Hey, I need to adjust this." May have been just one, but I know that one has.
Well, I've spent the last several days working on it and have pared out another $2 million within the existing budget that we have as recommendations to the commission, and I think we're within $1.8 million of having a budget. So if those are offers to decrease, they are welcome.
Oh, they were not.
That was supposed to be funny.
Oh. Do you have that where I can look at what you have?
Sure, we're going to go through
comparisons.
We'll go through everything.
If in order to make sure that we can agree with the format and so on, if you had that in electronic format or could have your girls get it into electronic format, that would be what you want. They could share that with me, then I could.
If this county commission so directs us to do that, that's exactly what we will do. Yeah, otherwise, it would you're going to find about 20 pages of my notes.
Okay.
Two or three questions, and then I will ask these gentlemen if they have some questions. In the budget that we signed, approved in 2014, my first question is, where we have the approved 2014 numbers, in some instances, they don't agree with the form that you gave us for 2015 for 2014. My question is, which will we use?
Ron, I haven't looked at those and don't know which two copies you're looking at. I would have to look at that before I can answer that question for sure.
Okay, number one copy is the 2014 budget. Approved and signed by me, you, and these two county commissioners, and Donna Neely, and Melanie. So our budget. The second is the figures that you gave us to work with for 2015, the budget.
Again, I will have to look at those and see what differences there are and why they might
okay,
be different.
Well, let's do that
for you real quickly.
Let's do that today. Let me show you.
I need to call you back, okay? Let him do it, and I'll take care of him in a minute. Okay, John? Should be. Insulation. Mm-hmm. Bye. Sorry about that, guys.
If you come up, I'll just give you one example so that you can know what to look for. I'll pick on Collector because she's sitting there. Here's our budget from 2014. No, here it is. Here it is. That's the one that we signed. Here's what it shows the approved amount to be. Here are the figures for 2014 and the run that you gave us to utilize, and has different totals. There'll be different ones that I show you. It's just that
I can tell you right now the difference is in the personnel there, and I would have to look at it to see what we're at, but I can see that almost immediately.
But the numbers should be identical. This is 2014. This is 2014. Correct?
They should be the same, though.
Okay. Then there's different ones like that. In going through this, here's some other questions I have for you. For example, here. That's no biggie. It's a 20-cent difference, but it's still a difference. This is the county recorder's budget. guessing that we had to go back over 10 years to pull up or cut and paste circuit clerk and recorder, which we haven't had since we became a first-class county?
It never got changed in that particular report system right there. Okay, that comes out of the reporting system, not out of the bank.
Okay. Oh, no, there's a number, but we'll go through it today when we set in on this. You guys have some questions? Oh, and I'm going to have you go back to your microphone so we can have your comments. I know that we have a difference in opinion regarding administrative fees.
I don't know that there's a difference of opinion. I think we both agree that we should be charging some administrative fees. I think that probably there is a difference of opinion of how those should be accounted for.
I want you to know that I'm open to your thinking.
And I'm open to yours too, Ron. I don't think there's anything that we can't agree on. I mean, if nothing else, we'll agree to disagree. That's fine.
Well, the difference is what actual, I think, administrative services are, and you and I are way off by about $250,000 on what you think administrative services are and what I do, which really impacts our budget. But today, while we're talking, it impacts it because it's revenues. And if the revenues aren't there, there's fewer expenditures that we can take care of. But
I agree. I'm surprised that we're off that far. I thought we were closer than that for sure.
No, I think that what we have done is we have divided three or four employees between Road and Bridge and General County Revenue.
I think you're right, something like that. And my problem with that, Ron, is I feel like...
my point is that's well under $100,000. It's not.
I think if you check those, and especially if you add benefits in and so on, it's probably more than that. But my problem with that is, we can lower those fees and we can get to an amount that whatever you think is right will be fine. But I feel like that if we're charging Road and Bridge, we should also be charging transfer station, and possibly sewer, possibly 911, possibly assessor's fund. All of those funds should be responsible for any administrative fees that the General County Revenue is providing for them.
One of the things I noticed was that I believe it was the three accounts are all under the commission budget directly, and none under any of the other offices that are providing services for other departments. And so I wondered about that. Like accounts payable and payroll specifically are doing a lot of work for Road and Bridge. And so I wondered why we're not taking a portion of their payroll from Road and Bridge like we are for, I believe, HR and purchasing and legal, I think, is the other. So I wondered if maybe we should look into those.
Again, we could work this out and shouldn't have a problem, but I do believe that we should be charging each of those funds a fair, what we all can agree is a fair amount for administrative fees. And the thing that really is concerning to me about the way we're doing it now is that the only one that gets charged is Road and Bridge. And I know the transfer station is using those services that you're offering to those two. I assume that we pay some of the sewer bills out of there.
Senior Services Fund?
It's very possible that we may need to be doing charging them an administrative fee. That's a possibility. Mm-hmm. We don't want to look at that statute, but I think probably that's a likelihood, Ron.
The state certainly charges us an administrative fee just to collect our sales tax.
Yes, they do, 1%. Of which which we never receive, and yet we pay a portion of that, do we not, to a city, even though we don't receive it. Is that right, Mr. Finley?
On your direction, that's the way we're doing it. We want to make sure that we know it's on your direction.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I don't have any disagreement that that discussion needs to be had again. Unfortunately, the bonding attorneys and the lawyers didn't agree before. We wouldn't have taken the position that we did, but I'd sure like to spend some time trying to convince them.
The thing that made me think that we needed to consider that is I did not find another county in the state of Missouri that paid that 0.5% right on through. In fact, one of the cities that figured that actually subtracted that out before they sent the bill, and they figured the bill themselves rather than letting the county figure that.
Well, we did that for a while, didn't we?
Did what for a while?
We paid based only on 99% instead of 100%.
We did for a while, and then
the attorneys weighed in.
And I was directed to pay that back, as a matter of fact.
Sheila, you start to say something? Gilmore & Bell is the very company or institution that advised us legally by letter that we had to pay it. So I'm very interested in seeing any opposing opinion that they've offered.
I gave him the name of the guy that spoke and took questions and everything, and then I asked around other counties, and they all charge administrative fees.
When you say the counties charge administrative fees.
The counties, let me back up and just talk on them, because they have difference on that. But the one thing is what the state charged.
You want to come up and join us, Sheila? So.
Name and stuff to Rick after the gentleman spoke there, because they went over the issue, because it didn't make sense that we would pay something out that we didn't get.
Receive.
And
their argument through Gilmore and Bell to us before was, the law says that you'll pay a fee based upon what is collected, not what's remitted to the state. Therefore, we pay on 100% rather than on 99% that we receive. That was their argument. Not that I agree with it. I'm real delighted to hear your comments about what you heard at that meeting.
And this county commission would not agree to pay that because of the exact feelings that you have, and it would have never been brought up if you hadn't brought it up to us, and we decided at that point that we weren't going to pay those, and we were directed by the law firm that we had to pay those. So this county commission would not have approved that unless the bonding companies themselves hadn't told us that we had to.
Well, I think that it would be in our best interest to get together and send another letter out ASAP and get the opinion that was expressed by whomever it was that was representing Gilmore and Bell at that meeting.
Are there some minutes that are audible minutes that are available out of that
collector's meeting? Our meeting's all taped.
That would be very valuable to us.
But there was questions and answer session. He was a speaker, and he's on the program, and I gave his name. I don't know if you still have it. I think I brought it in and showed you on the flyer. But then we could go back to the time he spoke, and there'll be a CD of it. I haven't listened to it. I'm just present at the time. But I made the notes because I knew that we were, at the time, Rick had asked me about, and I said, well, you don't, I explained to him how that 1% is deducted, and you wouldn't pay something out that you don't take in. If you want, when I get a chance, I'll go back and look at that. Then I'll ask Debbie for a copy of that.
If we could get a copy of that and get his voiced opinion on it. Because this has happened several times at the conferences about different issues.
Mm-hmm.
And then we find out, we take direction from going to these meetings. And when we take direction from that meeting, and then when it's challenged, then there's always a question of what was said. So I would like a copy of it myself, okay, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Did the other commissioners, have you asked at other counties that are under the TIF if they pay out the 1% that is charged to them by the state, if they're...
They have to pay it. They never see it. It's retained by the state, the 1%.
But I mean, the other counties that pay the TIF...
Do they pay it based upon 100% or 99%?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were told before when we had this discussion that counties do it both ways. I think that's what Rick had told us. But if you find that they don't...
I didn't find anybody the other way.
At this meeting, when they asked for rise of hands, I didn't... they were...
Actually, Ron, at that time, this is what happened. At that time, when I questioned, I believe, when I questioned one of the counties about this, she said, I don't know, I'll check on that. And then she got back with me and said, we have been paying it, but we're not anymore.
So they changed it that time.
So they changed it that time. So they were the only one that were at that time,
okay,
I believe.
We definitely do.
Back on the administrative fees, Rick helped me with this, because what I see and what I looked at in the form, as I said, we had four employees that we took, I think four, one, two, three, four. We took 50% of their salaries and we're paying those out of R&B, which is probably... $75 plus benefits, so close to $100. But what I see is a transfer in from administration is $273,690.08. That's right. A big difference.
Ron, and I ask you to look at that. If there's things that you think shouldn't be in there, take them out.
I take it out to zero, but I want to have the discussion, and if that's what we need to do, then I want to look at what you're suggesting. So that's what I'm saying. I want to have that discussion. That's why...
When I give you that information, and that's why I put that spreadsheet in there, it's easy. Then we can change it and say, well, no, we shouldn't be charging this much for accounts payable. We shouldn't be charging them that much for whatever. Take that out. Or, hey, we're not charging enough for this. Let's put it back in. Then we'll
our difference in philosophies is I believe that's one of the obligations and responsibilities that we have as elected officials is to provide that service.
I agree with you. That is your responsibility, but the payment of that responsibility should be held to who is actually getting that service. So we don't disagree on that part.
But the law says that your salary and my salary would come out of general county revenue.
And it does, and that's why we have to charge the service fee, the administration fee.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to have that as part of this discussion. If you have any questions, Rick, have you got any comments before we step into recess and go upstairs to work on the budget?
None at all.
Jim, if we stay in recess until we can get upstairs, we will begin the process of working our way through the budget.
I'd like to make one comment.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
A lot of people understand that we step out of this meeting to step upstairs to go through the budget because the paperwork for everything is upstairs. We couldn't tote it back and forth and get everything down here to this point. I'd just like to make that very clear to everybody. We don't go upstairs for any other purpose other than all the paperwork that's involved.
And the meeting is open to the public.
Yes.
Stand in recess.